You've been here quite a while. I'd like you to maybe go back in time a little bit and just tell us, you mentioned you were in the Air Force, but how did you get into this career field?
I got into meteorology through the Air Force, basically, and I really had gone through Air Force ROTC and wanted to be a pilot, and my eyes weren't good enough, and then I thought I could probably be a navigator, and as I got to my final physical, they said, no, your eyes aren't good enough for that either. And so what would you like to do in the Air Force? And I said, well, I was trained as an electrical engineer. I said, what are my options? And they said, well, we really need meteorologists. And if you'd really like to get into that field, we'll send you off to school for another year. And, of course, being a young person as I was, going off to school for my first year in the Air Force seemed like a pretty good thing to do. So they sent me to Penn State, and I got a degree in meteorology, and that's how I got into the meteorology field. I worked various aspects of automation concerning that field. I was at the Air Force Global Weather Central, and I actually went out and installed a telescope or helped work on one at Palahua Solar Observatory, solar site. But then I got into the radar business. I came back to the Pentagon, and then they sent me out here for JDOP. They were looking for someone to be part of the Joint Doppler operational project, and I just happened to be available, and I knew some folks that were working that program, and that got me into a master's program here at the University of Oklahoma, where I got my degree and also worked on this Joint Doppler operational project. From there, I went to the Air Force Geophysics Lab. So that's how I got into the radar business, and it kind of fit with my double E degree, and so I was happy being in that arrangement. And I ended up back here in what was the initial group of now called the Radar Operations Center, but at the time it was called the Initial Operational Test Facility, IOTF for NextRad. And we had a DOD component, and the NextRad program is a multi-agency DOD, FAA, NOAA program. And I came back as part of that. And then DOD was going to move me, and I decided that I really love radar and I ought to stay in it. And so I asked Ed Kessler at the time if I could get a position here. He was the director of the National Severe Storms Lab, and he thought maybe we could work that out. And over the next 6 months, it took a while and some finagling they didn't want to pay me what my original salary was, so we had some salary issues. But we finally worked all those out through Department of Commerce, and I became came on as a special projects manager here at the National Severe Storms Lab in 1985, and I've been here ever since, and I've moved through various positions. I've been division director or manager several times, moved up to be the assistant director and was deputy director, acting director for a period of time, and then went back to being a manager of a division. And so I've gone back to the radar side of the group, and a very enjoyable career so far, and really love being at the National Severe Storms Lab. And that's how I got, when I was assistant director, that's how I got involved in the building stuff, and eventually became program manager for helping build the National Weather Center here. So that's been a fun career.
Yeah. And you're co-located with so many other assets here. I know you're probably interacting with young students. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about advice you offer them in terms of careers in this field.
Well, meteorology is a great field, and there's a lot of aspects to meteorology. And you can get into the radar side of things, or you can get into modeling of the atmosphere, or you can get into looking at climate, you can get into looking at surface observations. There's just so many aspects of that, but I encourage folks that are interested in observing the atmosphere to get into this type of business and find your niche of where you really like to work, because there's so many of them out there. And across NOAA, I mean, we have air quality research that you can do. You can be involved in the upper atmosphere, high atmosphere, You can be involved in the oceans if that's where you want to be, and that link to the atmosphere. So there's just a lot of things that you can be involved with coming through meteorology. And if you're interested in water or in hydrology, I mean, there's another connection. So we've just got so many opportunities within NOAA. You got to have an interest in some math because you're going to get into some heavier math, so you got to have a fairly good background in that. But once you get by the dynamics courses, you're pretty well set. It's a fun career field, and if you're interested in the atmosphere, you ought to go into it, or chasing storms, or whatever aspect that might be. I mean, lots of folks like to observe tornadoes and severe weather, and of course that's what we're well known for. So, but you get an opportunity to be involved in lots of different aspects, whether it's going into the field and doing observations or working with radar development or various aspects.
Okay. Well, thanks, Doug.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you, Barry.